Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market for me at the mid-morning. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, is trading 491 and a quarter down two. July, 498 down one and a half. Soft May wheat is trading 469 down one. July, 472 and a half down one and a half. May corn is 359 and three quarters unchanged. July, 362 and a half down a half. September, 369 and a quarter down a half. And December, 379 and a quarter down one. Let's go out to July of 16 on that corn. It's 404 and a half down one and three quarters. May soybeans, 982 and a quarter, up 13 and three quarters. July, 977 and a half, up 12 and three quarters. November, 951 and a quarter, up 10 and one half. May soybean meal, 316.70, up $2. May soybean oil, 32.34, up 90 cents. July, 32.45, up 87. June live cattle, 150.35, up 117 and a half. August, 148.70, now 67 and a half, up 85. May feeders, 214.97 and a half, up 135. August, 216.77 and a half, up 170. May lean hog, 76.75, up 75. And June, 81.72 and a half, up 47 and a half.
Support comes from Stewart Peterson. Since 1985, Stewart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. Information is available at stewart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Did you get a little rain over your way this morning?
We did. It started somewhere around 3, and at my house we had really good rains up until about 5:30, 6, and then pretty much quit by then. I don't know what the amounts were, but it rained hard a few times, and all the way into work, 5:30 on, it was heavy rain.
So all that new corn planted last week will surely love that. This afternoon we'll get a national estimate from NASS on what they believe is in the ground. What are the thoughts here?
Well, it's 50 to 55%, even 60% thought by industry nationwide. There's people thinking Illinois is 75 to 85. That's on corn. There's a lot of beans planted from Interstate 70, Interstate 82 all across the state. I have people that are done, people that are started, people that are half done, people are 80% done. So I don't know that there's much done outside of that, but they're looking, I think, at 15 to 20% on beans done nationwide.
And is that what is being reflected today in trading? Are people spreading this market?
I don't know really what they're doing. Corn was down 3 at one time. We're back only down a quarter to a half. And beans took off all of a sudden, are up 12 cents, been up 12 to 13. Why is that? I think Brazil is having a few problems getting stuff loaded. I think there's interest more now from China again because they've had a little trouble getting what they need. But as far as spreading, selling corn and buying beans, maybe they're getting out of those spreads where they had been long corn, short beans like they were last week, part of the week.
And my, oh my, the live cattle, well, the whole livestock complex is taken off today.
Yeah, we're up $1.30 in cattle. Feeders are up $1.70, and hogs are up 40. So back to the upside on those. They've been zooming up and then zooming back down, and today they're on the up.
Yeah, it makes you wonder where the longer term trend is going. What are your thoughts?
Well, we have plenty of grain worldwide from last year. The question is, what's our weather going to be like, and what's our planting pace going to be? And if we plant it at record pace, usually we have very good crops unless the weather really hurts us, and right now there's no weather scares out there for the summer.
This is going to be a chatty week because later on We're going to begin to get private estimates ahead of the WASDE reports. What are your thoughts early on going into the WASDE next week?
I think that we will have more acres of corn and beans both planted than what USDA said because of the early pace. Otherwise, I don't know what they will say as far as yields or carryouts.
Do you think that USDA was going to begin to tinker with the numbers at all, given the early rain that we saw that slowed down planting in the Delta and the Deep South?
I think if we wouldn't have had the fast pace in the Midwest, they might have done that. But now that they're getting caught up, I don't know if they'll do much with that.
What are you advising producers who haven't done any marketing of new crop?
Cover the back end on bounces. Cover the bottom.
And what are some of the popular ways that producers are taking advantage of that?
Buy 940 puts, buy 920 puts, sell $10, $10.20, $10.40, $11 calls.
So the idea is to cover the bottom but keep the open on the top?
That is correct.
Enthusiastically, if we were to have normal weather, and remember, next week we're also going to get the first look at new crop prospects from USDA. If we were to have just benign weather all summer, what do you think could happen to the marketplace if we look out all the way into harvest?
Well, there's talk of 3 to 320 corn, talk of 750 to 820 beans if we have benign weather all summer.
And that would assume that we get through pollination in really good effect as
well.
That
is correct.
What other things are you looking in the marketplace?
Outside markets and news from across the world, since the world's news helps push our markets.
I'm seeing oil beginning to rally some more again.
Yeah, oil is back up today. We went to 60 last week after being at 43 the previous week. Where will we go this week? We hit 59.73 early on the front month. We're a dollar off that right now. Just a question of where it will go.
All right, Pete, we'll go ahead and let you go here. Thanks much.
Thank you.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at a couple of quick ag stories. More than 80 scouts will tour Kansas and its hard red winter wheat crop Tuesday through Thursday. The group will be comprised of millers, bakers, traders, crop insurance agents, farmers, and media. And they will be evaluating the Kansas hard red winter wheat crop from Manhattan to Colby. Scouts leading the tour will release a statewide yield and production estimate on Thursday afternoon. McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook says that he's stripping away layers of bureaucracy so the company can move faster to keep up with changing tastes in an effort to revive the sagging business. Easterbrook says that the company will focus more on listening to customers as well as simplifying restaurant operations and improving perceptions of its food. Tyson Food today says that its profit jumped a better-than-expected 46% in the first 3 months of the year. For the fiscal second quarter, Tyson reported a profit of $318 million, or 75 cents a share, up from $213 million, or 60 cents a share, a year earlier. And one chamber of the Texas legislature has passed the first measure to regulate the storage of chemicals. Since a fertilizer plant exploded in the town of West more than 2 years ago, killing 15 people, the Texas House gave preliminary approval to strengthening some rules for storing ammonium nitrate. Let's see how futures currently trading. May corn, 360 and three quarters up one. July, 363 unchanged. December, 379 and three quarters down a half. May beans, 9.83 and three quarters, up 15 and a quarter. July, 9.77 and a quarter, up 12 and one half. November, 9.51 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. May soybean meal, 3.16.80, up 2.10. May soybean oil, 32.34, and it is up 90 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.